Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show, broadcasting from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Nice honor for former University of Memphis star D'Angelo Williams announced today. I'll tell you about that in the next segment. Jeff Cogg is going to join me a little after 5 o'clock, but right now he coached a basketball team to a 26-4 record this season. That included a Big 12 record, 23-game winning streak, and if the NCAA bracket would have been put together on Selection Sunday, his Baylor Bears would have been a number one seed. His name is Scott Drew. Please make him the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Scott Drew, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing?
Man, it's great being on the show with you. Although, normally this time of year, we're there at that Final Four, and you're taking, usually, who is it, Rothstein, you're beating in that game, a three-point shooting or something?
I smoke him. I can't beat everybody, but I can beat him.
Yeah, and then you go, and then you do sign all your autographs, do all your interviews, and do what you do.
Oh, and these are certainly different times. First and foremost, let me just ask, how are you and the family holding up in these strange times?
Well, everybody's doing great here. We're blessed. You got the nice weather in Texas, and like everybody else, just trying to do our part and make sure that we stop the spread of this virus so that we can get back to our normal lifestyles that we're also accustomed to.
Obviously, I think everybody realizes now that on a national level, we're dealing with more serious things than whether or not we play a basketball tournament. But still, you're still one of the people who really lost an opportunity when the day that NCAA tournament was canceled, because you had a team that was probably going to be a one seed in the tournament. By definition, you had a chance to go to a Final Four, a chance to win a national championship. How often over the past few weeks, while recognizing it's lower on the totem pole, but how often over the past few weeks have you caught yourself just, you know, playing what if? You know, you had one of the best teams in the country, and you won't get to see it through.
Well, here's what I think about 68 teams, or maybe about 74, whoever thought they were going to get in the tournament, all say they would have won the tournament. So we got a lot of national champions out there. And that's the positive side of things. At the same time, I know every once in a while you're flipping through and you see the tournament reruns and you're like, and then that what ifs, what could have been, what might have been. And obviously today is a big day with the championship. So I know at some point Baylor University is going to be there. I'm just praying that I'm around when that happens. So the good thing is we return a lot for next year, and we definitely have a chance to make a strong run again.
There's no question. I'm talking to Scott Drew, head coach of the Baylor Bears. They were 26-4 this season, set a Big 12 record, 23-game winning streak. Let me focus on that for a second. As the season was unfolding, did it surprise you, because it did surprise me, the idea that you were rolling through the schedule, you win 23 straight games, and no Big 12 team in the history of the league had ever done that before. Were you aware? How deep into that winning streak were you before you became aware you had a chance to do something that had never been done?
Well, you know, the people in the media are always more intelligent than us coaches, so I really didn't pick up on it until you guys made a deal of it that, hey, we just passed and became the third or second longest win streak. And then at that point, because you in the Big 12, like any Power 5 conference, just it's like going undefeated in college basketball. It just doesn't happen. And the record that we eclipsed, I mean, that was a heck of a Kansas team in 96-97 with, I think, Paul Pierce, Rafael Friends, and all those guys. And it's just hard to string multiple victories together, let alone 23 of them. So when the media brought it to the attention, and then when we got to when it was we tied the record, I mean, that became a big deal, because you don't always have a chance to make a record, especially one that you think could stand that long. But I think what sums up our team and why we were successful all year is because we really had a high character, great teammates and guys that really bought in. And I remember when they announced that they were canceling the Big 12 tournament and then the NCAA tournament. I mean, right there, you're wrapped up in the emotion and you're thanking your seniors for what they did, because you know once you get back to campus, everyone's going to scatter and you might not be back together. And right away, one of our seniors, Obim, stood up and said, "Hey, coach, let's talk about the great accomplishments. 23 wins in a row, ranked number one longer than anyone since 2015, Kentucky," and just started rattling off different things. And now, like, no wonder we were such a good team. And us coaches are only as good as our staff and our players, and we were blessed to have a great set of bowls.
And it led to you, of course, being named the Big 12 Coach of the Year. I'm talking to Scott Drew, Baylor men's basketball coach. One more just basketball thing, because you had one of the best teams in the country, but one of the best defensive teams in the country, and you did it playing more man-to-man than you had normally played, at least in recent years in your career. And I'm always fascinated when obviously successful coaches decide to switch things up the way Bob Huggins has done multiple times throughout his career, and the way you did this season. What went into that?
Well, that's a great question from the standpoint. You look at it in like that book, Good to Great. Sometimes it's hard to switch when you've been successful with something, and our zone defense had been really good to us in our program. At the same time, my dad, who actually was placed in the College Basketball Hall of Fame this past year, he always ingrained in me that good coaches always adjust to their personnel, and you always adjust your system to what makes the players perform the best. So with us playing a smaller lineup, and in years when we've been big at like a 6'10 three-man like Quincy Miller, or a 6'11 three-man like Anthony Jones, or 6'8 Torian Prince, it lent itself more to a zone. But playing three guards, and especially having the guys that could get up and really pressure the ball, the best defense was the man. And credit the guys for picking up and changing in a scheme to where we were going in the last couple of years, about half and half, half man, half zone, to really getting after it and just playing aggressive man-to-man defense all year.
Talking to Baylor coach Scott Drew, whose Bears went 26-4 this season, would have probably been a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. So I've talked to enough coaches over the past few weeks to know that these are nerve-wracking, weird times, because you're suddenly detached from your program in a way that I would assume you've never been. What are you doing to keep in touch with your players to make sure they're doing what they need to be doing at, you know, in this, again, obviously strange time?
Well, technology really makes things easy, and most of our guys are home with their families, but being able to FaceTime, Zoom, whatever, to see them and look them in the face and make sure they're doing okay. I know all of us are able to stay in communication and touch better nowadays than the old days. But I tell you what really will most coaches will be anxious to see, and that's how the next couple weeks go with getting ready for finals. Because it's one thing when you're making sure your guys are studying and getting updates daily when they're on campus, seeing the tutors and whatnot. But now it's a little tougher to get updates. And that's first and foremost after making sure they're safe, they got plenty to eat, they're taken care of as far as where they're staying. The next thing is just academically making sure they're staying on track to graduate and be eligible for next year.
How do you recruit right now?
Well, you know the one thing about the phone, it never stops. You don't ever get out of service nowadays. So really, no matter where you go 24/7, you have ability to be in touch with recruits, your team, boosters, administrators. So that's the blessing and the curse about the phone. You can't ever get away from it, but at the same time, you can always use it.
I've always thought, like, listen, you guys are all well compensated to do the jobs that you do, and you deserve, you know, whatever it is you make. But part of the job is like texting teenagers all the time, which must just be a weird way to spend your days.
Yeah. And they keep you young, because as you know, things always change as far as lingo, fads, style, whatnot. So that's one thing that does keep you on your toes.
I remember, I just thought of this, I'd forgotten about it, when I was in Waco several years back, and your car had really nice rims on it. And I was like, look at you. And you were like, listen, I don't know, but the kids like it. So those are my rims. I mean, it really does go down to that level, doesn't it?
Absolutely. What's important to them should be, at the end of the day, recruiting is making sure that they can identify and relate to what you're selling. And our uniforms have been a big thing going back the last 10 years because we've had uniforms that really stood out. And it amazed me always when you would first start recruiting people and kids would say, what do you like most about Baylor? And they'd be, I loved your uniform when I was in eighth grade. I just remember those uniforms and shoes. And it's amazing what kids remember. And then obviously the older they get, the more mature it's about the education and everything else that's important in a college decision.
Talking to Scott Drew, head coach of the Baylor Bears, 26-4 this season, would have been our number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, we are losing recruiting days and evaluation periods right now. Do you expect to get those back later in the calendar so that you can go out, even if it's like September, so that you can go out and evaluate in a more traditional way?
Well, I think our whole society, once that first week we're cleared to go out and do things, I think everybody will first start out with a haircut.
Yes.
But after that, I imagine we will all be very excited to really hit the road and get after it. And I think that'll be after the last couple weeks with our kids and everything. If teachers ever need agents to get salary increases or raises, now's the time, because I think homeschooling has definitely made each parent appreciate their kids' teachers that much more. Because, as you know, I'm the PE teacher at home,
right.
And I haven't given out my grades yet. But I know my wife says I'm getting in the way sometimes, and she's got three of them that she's taking care of right now with homeschooling.
I'm going through the same thing. My wife gets up every morning and goes to her store to fill online orders. And so I've got the boys all morning, and then she comes home a little afternoon, and she's been – then they focus on schoolwork. And so yesterday she was like, do you think that you could do some of the schoolwork in the morning before I get home? And I said, I honestly don't think I could. Like, listen, I understand why you're asking, but I don't think I'm up to it. I think that's going to have to be your responsibility. I'll make sure they have fun in the morning, and you make sure they learn in the afternoon. So I tell you, man, I have an incredible amount. I've always had an incredible amount of respect for educators. My wife is a former educator, but – oh boy, you ain't joking about this homeschooling stuff. Yeah. I know some parents are built for it. Not me. It's not.
When do they get up at GP's house? What times wake up there?
They get up around 7 every morning. Get up around 7 still, and then and then we're up. I'd be lying if I told you I didn't lay in bed a little longer than that. But I eventually get up. And, we have breakfast and we play. We do a lot of playing when I'm there. And keep in mind, I'm still trying to work and play. But the schoolwork stuff, let's sit down at the table and actually, like, do worksheets. She got to handle that when she gets home. I can't. I'm not.
It's amazing how much tougher schoolwork is nowadays. I don't know if I could go back and pass, like, 3rd, 5th, and 8th grade I used to,
no,
you know?
I don't even know. My oldest, who's a junior in high school, I wouldn't have a chance of passing any of his classes. I don't even understand what they're talking about. It's like a foreign language, but it's not a foreign language class. I don't understand the concept. So you're right. We got out at the right time.
I'm still trying to find, where's your textbooks? And they're like, everything's online. You know, it's all the iPad. I'm like, where's your books?
Everything, man. It's a different world. I'm wrapping up here with Scott Drew, head coach of the Baylor Bears. Last thing before I let you go. It is April 6th. The national title game was supposed to be tonight in Atlanta. I thought you had a team that was good enough to play in that game. Did you think you had a team that was good enough to play in that game?
Most definitely. From the standpoint, everybody knows to advance and win in the tournament, you have to have good guard play. And we had good guard play. We also had experience. And then the other thing is at the end of the year, we've gotten a little banged up like everybody gets banged up. And really going in the Big 12 tournament, we were excited because we're starting to get healthy again. And really would have looked forward to seeing during that tournament how we would have been able to compete and play at being at our best. Because during the year when we were at our best, we were really good.
That is Scott Drew. He is the reigning Big 12 Coach of the Year. Had a team that went 26-4 this season, set a record 23 wins. So that's a record for Big 12 teams. Would have been a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. Listen, man, I always enjoy talking to you. I appreciate you being here. You tell the family I said hello, and I hope to see you at an evaluation period sometime relatively soon.
That or at Rendezvous Eat Ribs with you.
That we
so
can do
whichever
that.
One, all right?
We can do that one, too. We can do that one, too. I'll see you. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you, Gary.
All right, bye-bye. That's Scott Drew, head coach of the Baylor Bears here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Several years back, we did go to Rendezvous and have ribs. Like, this is, I mean, way long time ago. It's when Joe Jackson was still in high school. Because the reason he was coming into town was because Cowboy, who was working in the grassroots scene, mm-hmm. Was Joe Jackson's guy. And he was holding a coach's clinic. And it was basically the Joe Jackson coaching clinic.
Yeah.
I wrote about it at the time. The way it would work is you ask everybody who's recruiting Joe Jackson to come in and speak at this coaching clinic. So it's like John Calipari, Bruce Pearl, Josh Pastner, Bruce Pearl, Scott Drew. And I remember there was really bad weather in Waco at the time. This would have been in the fall, I guess. And Scott was coming into town, but they couldn't take off. They couldn't get a plane out. It was that kind of weather. And he was like, because we had planned to get together when he got here, and he was like, I don't know if we're coming now. And I was like, well, yeah, you probably shouldn't come. Like, he's like, but, you know, if I'm not there, it's over with Joe Jackson. And I was like, listen, if we're being honest, you're not getting Joe Jackson.
No, he was always
going
to go to Memphis.
like he's going to Memphis. So, like, you know, I'm sure they like you. Why wouldn't they? It's the biggest Baptist college in country, great basketball program. Like, well, okay, but all, he's going. Yeah. He's going to Memphis, and he was like, "So you don't think it hurts me if I'm not there?" I'm like, "It won't hurt you with Joe Jackson because you're not getting Joe Jackson." And he's like, "But I really want to go to the Rendezvous." I said, "All right, well, then come on." And I think they drove here, or maybe like drove to Dallas and then flew from Dallas or something like that. But he did come into town, and then of course Joe Jackson went to the University of Memphis. But that's one of the good guys in college basketball. And, you know, the situation he took over at Baylor is just, like, literally unprecedented.
Insane. Yeah.
Like, you know,
story.
A player murdered another player. They fire everybody. NCAA sanctions through the roof. And it's his job as a young head coach to take this thing over and turn it into something. And he has turned it into one of the most consistent winning programs in the entire nation. And he had a chance to go to a Final Four, win a national title this season. And I really do think when it's all over with, given what he inherited and what he built from that place, Scott Drew's got a real chance to be in the Naismith Memorial Hall of Fame someday. Really appreciate him being here. Always fun talking to him. We